Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Doing it and doing it and doing it.
Afternoons on the Score.
Aaron Judge, center field, way back ball. Is there. Two down in the ninth.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons on the Score.
Oh, so close to history for the voice of the Bulls, the voice of everything for Fox Sports, our friend and yours, Adam Amin, on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. That could have been Adam Amin on the national call of Aaron Judge tying the great Roger Maris. Amin, thanks so much for the time, man. Did you think you had history last night when it left the bat?
I wasn't convinced. I wasn't fully convinced. And one thing I always I tried to think about, and this comes with, you know, some experience and not wanting to get too far ahead of yourself, because I'm sure I've done that way too many times for my liking in the past, especially when I was starting out. I wasn't 100% convinced on it. So, you know, in that moment, you try to give it a little bit of lift and then a little bit of hope maybe in your voice and a little anticipation. And the whole time I'm sitting there watching Kike Hernandez, and he's sprinting and kind of twisting towards the wall. And then when he slows down, he's at the track. He hasn't turned around, which means the ball isn't going behind him towards the wall. It's going to be in front of him. And when Kike settled on the warning track, your voice kind of drops a little bit, just the way the fans, you know, express their disappointment, the awe that you kind of heard collectively in the crowd. You try not to get too far ahead of yourself because you don't want to spoil it. And I got great advice from our buddy Wayne Randazzo, who got great advice from his partner, his mentor, Howie Rose, on the Mets broadcast, and said you still have to track the play all the way through before you make the call itself, unless you know it's a no-doubter. So I tried not to get too far ahead, but I think you could hear I was hoping kind of as much as everybody else was hoping that they had a chance to see history, and just a little bit unfortunate for us. He's going to do it eventually, but unfortunate for us last night, the people in the building, that we didn't get a chance to see it.
Not going to lie, Adam. The first time I heard the call, I was like, man, Amin got fooled. It happened. And it happens to everybody, right? Like Boog Shambi has talked about. Rick Sutcliffe gives him crap all the time for one time where Boog was like, there's a drive. And it's gone. You know, like it happens. But then, and when I watched it the second time, and certainly the third time, I hear the hope. Hear the hope that you're talking about. And the hope is what everybody in the building is doing. It's what everybody watching is having. So, you know, from my perspective as a longtime broadcaster, I've done a total of 9 innings in 9 different games. So that's a lot of experience. No, you nailed it. Question, though. Did the cameraman lurch upward with that same hope? I feel like he got a rough ride last night, and maybe that was deserved because he was feeling the hope as well.
I can understand because, again, I'm watching the field itself. So right. Once the pitch is thrown, my eyes shift from the monitor to the field because I just want to see everything in real time. So maybe the cameraman, again, but let me also say, and I know it's going to sound like I'm just, you know, caping for my people, for our crew, but honestly, like, as a camera person, you have to, in an instant, move up as quickly as you can. Now, can you say he went too high? Sure, I understand it. And looking back on it, I can kind of see like why a fan, if maybe you're at the bar or something, you don't have the sound on, or you're watching something else, but you have this on the screen, and you see the cameraman kind of send the shot up, you might think it's a little bit higher than normal. Or based on that height, based on all of you watching baseball, you know, for however many years you've watched it, you see that, you kind of assume naturally, it's built in your DNA as a baseball watching fan that, oh, well, this must be gone, you know, because there was such a shot upwards after the ball left the bat. So I can understand that. I think it's a little much. You're just trying to track the ball, and it's an impossible job to do.
Absolutely.
No, but I understand why, because I know how my brain is wired as a baseball fan who watches. I know, I'm assuming that's how all your guys' brains are wired, right? We've just watched baseball on television the same way for so many years. So naturally, I can understand why people thought that it was gone based on the shot.
How unique was that atmosphere for you? The quiet during those at-bats, how anything other than a home run was failure emotionally for the fans?
It was parabolic. And when I say that, you know, and I know I'm talking audio inside baseball right now for all of us, you know, radio geeks, but, you know, when you look at a wave, a sound wave on a visual spectrum, it's like a parabola that goes up all the way to its apex, goes all the way back down, goes all the way back up and all the way back down. That was representative of every Aaron Judge at bat. The peaks of that were in between the pitches, where it's just the anticipation keeps rising, and every fan is standing up, and every fan is making noise, and there's like this general loud buzz taking place. And then the valleys of that spectrum are right when the pitch is about to be thrown. And to be able to hear, you know, I know that this is a metaphor, obviously. It's a, you know, cliched term that we use, like you could hear a pin drop. It didn't, obviously you can't hear that. There's still like this low buzz that's taking place, but those valleys of sound are eerie when there's 45,000 people in the building all looking, their eyes are all fixated on the exact same point. And it was incredible to actually feel the parabolic nature of the sound in that building. I think we talked about it at one point last night, where it's very rare to feel that much of a buzz and that much of a drop, and then the buzz regains and that much of a drop. It's kind of, it's an exhilarating feeling, honestly, if that's what you're focused on. And for us as a broadcast team, I'm not just focused on the visual, but I'm thinking about what it sounds like. You know, that's an incredible feeling. You can kind of feel like goosebumps on your arms. You can feel a little bit of a chill on the back of your neck. It was a cool, really fun atmosphere. The last time I felt it was in the playoffs at the Cell last year, a Guaranteed Rate. You know, that's the last time I really felt that buzz, in particular Game 3 against Houston last year. You don't get that for regular season games very often. Ask Jason or Steve, on a 162 game schedule, you're probably going to get 10 of those, maybe 10 of those a season. To get that in the regular season and to be on the national call and to have that moment in front of you is really cool. It was a really fun experience. Obviously, I wish we could have had the call and had the moment to be able to experience, but that was an incredibly cool feeling in that ballpark last night.
Two more quick things on it with Adam Amin, and then we want to talk Bulls and some NFL with you also. Did you know what you were going to say if it went out?
The only, and I go back to talking with Wayne and talking to Howie, I think the best advice I got from Howie secondhand was just make sure you say the number first or the number early, because you have to establish that. Like, why is this particular play essential to the history of baseball, which is so reliant on numbers? Just give me the number early. Everything else is kind of going to be organic. Like last night on that flyout, I still have to call the play. I still have to call it going all the way back.
Yep.
And if it does happen to go over the wall, I knew at some point in the first couple of words, I want to make sure I say 61, because that's the most important number. Everything else beyond that, I just wanted it to be organic. I didn't want to think about things, because that's how you mess things up, honestly. You train yourself to speak extemporaneously for a long time to be ready for a moment like that so you can speak extemporaneously. But the only thing I wanted to make sure of, if it happened, was just make sure you mention the number as early as you can, because that's the number that matters to the people who understand that number. And even to those who may not understand the full context, they at least know, okay, 61 is a big number. Why is that important? And then you go to the second and third layers. But my goal, if it happens, hit the call, make sure you say the number at some point, and get the hell out of the way, because that becomes a director's show at that moment. And baseball is a director's sport, and you want to make sure that you get out of the way for the pictures, the emotion, the reaction, the history that takes place.
Man, that is why you are very, very good at your job. What do you make of the story that they tried to get Michael Kay on the call for tonight on Apple TV and bump Steven Nelson?
Well, I also think Michael said this the other day, too. Like, he would kind of feel uncomfortable in a sense of taking that away from another broadcaster. I know Michael would be frustrated the same way that any of you guys get frustrated if Jason's not on the call for a White Sox game, if Boog's not on the call for a Cub game, if, you know, I've seen it with us. If Stacy and I aren't doing a Bulls game and it's a national game, like, everybody wants their local person to be on the call for their really true local big moment. So I can understand Michael being frustrated, but I also respect that he said, you know, it'd be a little bit uncomfortable. Now, if they give him the opportunity, cool. But you know what? Do I want Apple TV to have the call of the broadcast of the game? No, not necessarily. I want as many people to see it with as little difficulty as possible. And I would love for it to happen on Saturday for Michael's sake. You know, I know what it's like to be the local guy who doesn't get to necessarily have the biggest moments come playoff time or on a national broadcast or whatever. So I would love for Michael to have that opportunity. But if Steven Nelson gets the chance tonight, I know he's thinking about this the same way that I was last night. He wants to make sure he gets it right. He wants to make sure he does the moment justice. He's trying to do the same thing that Kay, Bob Costas, Carl Ravitch, any of those guys are trying to do if and when they get an opportunity to call that moment. So I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody, and I don't think Michael would either.
The perspective of Adam Amin on multiple sports, multiple broadcasts, in multiple locales across the country. It's legitimately exciting to us, Adam. Lonzo Ball is that dude in the gym everybody wants to play with on offense. And, oh, by the way, on defense, he's an unbelievable, malleable one-on-one defender. And, God, how important is he to what the Bulls could be in terms of a ceiling this season?
They're two different teams, you know, and I think we recognize that after whatever it was, game 35. Maybe you go a little further even after the injury, maybe around game 40 or so. You just recognize how different the team is when he's not on the floor, right? Like, it's at both ends. Spiegs, you make a great point that it's not just what he does offensively, which has completely changed the pace of what they do on the floor in transition in particular. And the heads up, the headiness of play that he possesses and creates on the floor, his vision is excellent. And maybe for this team, the lack of three-point shooting really hurt them in the playoffs last year against a team like Milwaukee, which is begging you to shoot three-pointers. The Bulls struggled at the three-point line, and Lonzo was their best three-point shooter at a particularly high volume a season ago during his half year. So obviously that changes what you are offensively. And then defensively, the difference between early in the year and late in the year for the Bulls defense was disruption. And that's the name of the game in the NBA. Can you disrupt actions? Right? Every team has actions in every offensive set. Here's the first action. If there's something there, great. Here's the secondary action off of that, and here's the counteraction off the defensive adjustment. Usually there are about three actions every play. And if you can disrupt the first action for an offensive team, you have a significantly better chance of ending that possession without giving up a basket, because you force teams into isolation, and ball movement beats isolation on average in the NBA. So for him to be able to disrupt that consistently completely shifts what teams have to do against you when they're on offense. To not have that disruption and to try to grind through two or three defensive actions, your chances of getting a stop go down. So that's the mathematical version of why Lonzo's so important defensively. And then you all watching games see it. It's there on the eye test. You see how much better they are with Lonzo on the floor, because he gets steals, he gets deflections, he mans the front of that defense. It's a point of attack league, whether it's pick and roll action or whatever comes up at the top of the key, it's a point of attack league. And he disrupts the point of attack on the defensive end just about as well as anybody on that roster. When he and Caruso are together there's not many better defensive guard tandems in the NBA.
Wide-ranging conversation here with voice of the Bulls and voice of everything for Fox Sports, Adam Amin with us. We'll talk to the general, John McClain, about the Texans coming up in 15 minutes. You've got Commanders and Eagles this weekend. What insight can you give us into how the Eagles turned Jalen Hurts into this version of Jalen Hurts?
I think natural progression of passing over the course of a year and a half, I think that's more of a natural progression that we're seeing in terms of how he's throwing it, the comfort with which he's throwing it, and obviously a half season, I'll say, in this new iteration of the Philadelphia offense, a half season plus now in this version of the Philadelphia offense that's still run-based, it's still run-heavy, and has the quarterback run element to it, the RPO element to it. But guys, I think it's A.J. Brown, honestly. It is having a legitimate number one big-bodied wide receiver to throw to. And the relationship between those two guys, and we had them in week one, that relationship goes back to their high school, to their college days. You know, Jalen Hurts hosted A.J. Brown at Alabama, and they became friends after that. Even though A.J. went to Ole Miss, those two guys stayed in touch all the time. And pretty much the way they told it to us was they talked every day. They're that close. They became that close during that visit. And Jalen made it pretty obvious that he wanted A.J. Brown when he was unhappy in Tennessee and he was, you know, basically being shopped around. Jalen Hurts made it pretty obvious that he wanted A.J. Brown. Howie Roseman makes the deal. They now have a legitimate number one receiver that's next to Devontae Smith, who had a really good rookie year last year. They've got one of the three best offensive lines in the league, in my estimation. They've got a really balanced running attack. I think the comfort, along with the knowledge of this offense that Nick Sirianni has shifted around over the last, let's say, 10 months or so, and to have the personnel that really makes it sing, I think that's why Philadelphia's looked as sharp as they have offensively. And I think, obviously, what we saw with Darius Slay defensively against Minnesota was pretty impressive, too.
All right, so we add that in. We add the college visit for A.J. Brown into Jalen Hurts, that chemistry. We'll add that to Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow. We'll add it to Jalen Waddle and Tua Tagovailoa. Does this mean the Bears did blow it by not trading up for either Garrett Wilson or Chris Olave? Because Justin Fields needs a friend, Adam.
Well, what did I say? Here's the thing. When I said you need a number one receiver,
Yeah. It
did hurt me a little bit to say it. It hurt me a little bit. Like, on the inside, it kind of hurt me to say it because I know what the Bears are desperate to find. And again, they're going to have an opportunity next year. I don't think they blew it necessarily because you're still building a full offense around Justin Fields. Hurts has a little bit more experience, and 1 year in an offense at the NFL level does make a difference with no experience at that level in an offense. And Justin's had to change offenses now. Hurts really has had command of this offense for the better part of a year now. So I think there is a slight difference. I don't think the Bears blew it by not going out and getting Olave. I think they blow it if somehow they don't end up with a legitimate number one wide receiver next season to complement what I know fans see in Fields. The ability is there. The capability, the physical physicality is there. The arm talent is there. Please put somebody outside next year. Sign somebody, pay somebody some money, and give Justin Fields an opportunity to have some command of an offense and have a safety blanket like Jalen Hurts has in Philadelphia with A.J. Brown right now.
Back to baseball for just a second, Adam. Two-part question. Does your broadcast partner, A.J. Pierzynski, want to manage the White Sox? How would A.J. Pierzynski be as a manager of the White Sox?
I think, and I haven't asked this directly to him, and even if I had, I wouldn't give you the straight-up answer because that's not mine to give. But my gut feeling, there aren't very many jobs in Major League Baseball that A.J. Pierzynski would want as a manager. I believe the Chicago White Sox are one of those jobs, maybe the only job that A.J. would want. How do I think he would do? I think he sees the game at a very particular level. And that's common, right? You hear that about catchers all the time. So the guy who sees the game behind the plate, he kind of knows every position. He understands strategy. That plays out when we sit next to each other on broadcast. He has a great feel for how pitching matchups are going to get set up in the final innings. He explores options. He takes input from people and tries to then make his own, not analytical decision, because I know that's a weird word to say. I think AJ is very analytics friendly, but I also think he works off gut as well. And I think a feel for a dugout and a clubhouse is really important. I think he would have those things. I know I'm biased, but I think he would have those capabilities and those elements that we all feel like make a decent manager in Major League Baseball. And we've seen other guys do it. I don't see why he couldn't do it.
Adam Amin, the voice of everything for Fox. Can't wait to have you back with Stacy on Bulls broadcast. It's going to certainly be an interesting NBA season locally. Enjoy Philly and Washington, man. You're the goods. Thank you.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate you.
Thank you. That is Adam Amin. At some point, we're going to have to get him and Benetti on at the same time.
And talk business.
Because now they're both Fox guys.
Yep.
So they're all, you know, Fox has like as good of a sports portfolio as basically any company ever. So there's more than enough games to go around. But, yeah, it's kind of interesting. They both left the mothership to go to Fox to go do their thing.
I didn't give it any time last night because why would you at this point? The White Sox game. But two nights ago as I was watching and there was no Steve Stone, Benetti in occasional color man mode with Connor McKnight doing play-by-play. It was kind of fun to hear Jason sitting back doing color. Let me tell you this. Aaron Judge is getting number 61 tonight and maybe number 62
wow.
tonight.
Wow. Okay, Mr. Beat the Streak.
Calling it. He actually hits lefties 60 points worse than he hits righties, and it's Rich Hill on the mound for the Red Sox tonight. So, but Judge loves to hit. He loves batting average. He loves being a complete hitter. That matters to him, and he has talked about it a lot, and that's why it's kind of cool that he's leading the American League in batting average too. But so he's going to bear down and focus tonight, not try and do too much, because he's going to try and just hit, and then the natural power is just going to shine through. That's part A of the theory. Part B is that the aged Rich Hill, some small part of him might enjoy being associated with this moment of history. Red Sox are out of it. He knows as a pitcher, sometimes you just got to challenge. Like, he's going to go after Aaron Judge tonight, and Judge is going to get Goodwood on it. The natural power is going to come through. So I'm calling 61 and maybe 62 tonight for Judge.
Ooh, I'm rooting for it because of the harmless anarchy that I enjoy about sports when people get really upset over things that obviously don't matter at all.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge hitting 61 and 62 on Apple TV would be hilarious.
Doesn't baseball deserve that?
that would be so funny.
Doesn't my sport deserve that for their like random splintering of packages just to try to get eight more eyeballs?
Poor Steven Nelson did nothing wrong.
Ugh.
He just took a gig. And now he's going to get excoriated by New York City. And then Katie Nolan will come out with a joke that'll be funny, but she'll tell a joke too soon. Like, they're not going to let the moment breathe. And then it's going to just be an absolute dumpster fire. Everyone's going to get really mad over nothing of consequence.
Oh, no. Oh,
Aaron Judge is going to be like, it's great. Why is this a controversy? And they'll still have the radio call.
Yes,
they will.
John Sterling will be there.
Yeah.
Our
guy.
You know what? I'd rather have John Sterling than Michael Kay on the call, by the way.
But Yankees fans want their guys.
They want
their broadcasters. They want their voices on it. So the idea of them not being able to not only have their guy on the call, but also not be able to see the call.
Just want to let you know, Danny, that nothing's changed back here. When you said, even though you guys are working at home today, when you said excoriated, Tanny and I immediately Googled to make sure that was a word.
It's not, right?
No, it is. Never heard that word before.
I thought he meant excoriated. What does excoriated mean?
I think there are alternate pronunciations.
Yeah, I might have pronounced it wrong. I don't know.
Okay.
To crush, right?
The act of escorting.
Eviscerate.
That's excoriate.
Excoriate, yeah.
Excoriate.
You were close enough, Danny.
Excoriate is the one you want. Excoriate means when you take your girlfriend to the prom. You are excoriating her to the prom, and you give her a bouquet and such.
And then she sleeps with someone else.
That explains a lot right there.
That didn't happen to me.
Okay.
That's good.
It didn't, Speaks.
Okay. Well,
Speaks, it didn't
drop
happen.
It, okay?
Well, you
would
see
you
how narratively it ties in to the whole
I get it.
You being you thing. You
I
get it.
Yeah. Okay. Break.
Tanny, how excited are you to hear John McClane's accent coming up?
He's the god. I mean, he's been coming on the station for years. No one knows. Few people know more about football than John McClain, and few people, absolutely no one knows more about the Texans than he does. So, and that voice is just, it sounds like football. So,
yeah, it's, he makes me so happy. They call him the General. He's been covering football in Houston longer than there has been professional football in Houston.
Like when we went to the Super Bowl at Radio Row, it's like, all right, whatever. There's Adriana Lima. Fine. There's Tim Tebow, whatever. Oh man, is that John McClain over there?
Yeah. 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 John McClain talks Texans next on The Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
This is John Sterling, voice of the New York Yankees. You know, Susan, you simply can't get enough of Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.
What can you share with us about the Chicago environment at Soldier Field?
Well, last week I talked about Denver and I said, maybe Urban Legend as much as anything. Mm-hmm. Didn't think that it would affect us that much, and it really didn't. What I've said about Chicago, if we were going up to Chicago in mid-December or January, yes, we need to be concerned. But right now it's one of the most beautiful places around, so we know that we're going to play outside. The Windy City is kind of, that's kind of in... describing something else, not necessarily playing there. So it's going to be a grass football field. There's going to be a good opponent on the other side, and it's football time.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons on The Score.
The familiar voice of Lovie Smith. It's Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. We'll talk to John McClain here in just a second, Dan Wiederer at 4 o'clock. Thrilled to be welcomed by the authority on all things professional football in the city of Houston. Retired from the Houston Chronicle, now a columnist for GallerySports.com and SportsRadio610.com. John McClain with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline. Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. General, it is always an honor and a privilege, sir. How are you?
Guys, I'm doing great. Can't wait for this game. You know, Lovie, if he doesn't go overboard on Chicago, but I've known Lovie gosh, for going back to when he was with the Buccaneers, and I talked to him about it this week. He told me his wife, Marianne, is from Chicago, is coming up Wednesday. They still got a home there, and they spend time there. She spends quite a bit of time there in off season, and then he likes to come up there on the little time that he gets off. So it'll, even though he lost to the when he was with the Buccaneers at Soldier Field, you know, it's very special for him. And what people don't realize here, and I wrote about this week, when he came to Soldier Field with the Buccaneers, the losing quarterback was Josh McCown, who was supposed to get the job here. And then they pulled a rug out from under him at the last minute and said, well, hey, Lovey, you want to be head coach again? Well, he did. You know, he says he carries a lot of pressure and he puts a burden on himself to try to do well, to try to help open doors for other minorities. He thought back when he was in the Super Bowl with Dungy that they'd make great strides, but of course they haven't.
You know, John, it's so great to hear your voice and to hear you talk about Lovey, and having watched Lovey all those years in press conferences here in Chicago, he was the best at saying nothing, but doing it with a sly smile. So he realized that he was saying nothing and you had to just deal with it. But it was kind of good natured. Is he still that way? Is that the way he's coming off down there? Or is he being more open now?
No, he's not being more open. He's also working for Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio, who came from here last year as general manager from New England. You talk about somebody talks a lot and says nothing. It's Nick, because he learned from the master, Bill Belichick. But Lovey still has a good sense of humor, and sometimes he'll use that sense of humor when he's answering something, and people, they go, is he serious or is he kidding around? Well, they're starting to learn a lot of time he kids around when he says something. And when he does say something, he thinks the audience isn't figuring it out. He has to tell them.
John, this is probably the only game this year that the Bears will be favored in. Are the Texans good at anything?
Well, let's see. They're good at blowing leads in the fourth quarter. They've done it twice now. They had the Colts down 20-3, ended up 20-20 tie. They were in Denver. The defense was playing really well. They only gave up one touchdown. They were ahead 9-6 in the fourth quarter, and they ended up losing 16-9. So they've been good at that. And their defense is a little bit better in Lovey's second year. They did a good job against Russell Wilson, but Russell Wilson, he was hamstrung by his first-year coach, Nathaniel Hackett. That guy made some strange calls. This is my 51st year as a sports writer, my 45th covering the NFL, and I've never seen it in a situation where fans had to count down the play clock so they didn't blow it. They ran out of timeouts with 7:38 left in the game because of the play clock, so the fans counted it down. It was pretty hilarious. And it started off with just a few, and then it was a cacophony of everybody at Empower Field at Mile High. And you know what? When they started helping them, they did not have any other violations, so maybe they need to do that when the second half starts. But the Texans' offense, you guys will see a lot of Damian Pierce, a rookie fourth-round pick from Florida. Somewhere, offense coordinator Pep Hamilton, who's calling plays for the first time, he must have had a dream that Rex Burkhead could be the main ball carrier in their first game against Indianapolis, because he's the only person who could have thought of that. And they gave him the ball as a runner 14 times, and as a receiver, he had 19 touches when he should have none. And then Lovey Smith, well, I think we're going to see more of Damian Pierce, and they did. And thank goodness Rex Burkhead did not have a carry, and Damian Pierce had 15, still not enough. So considering the Bears are giving up 189 yards a game rushing, I wrote a column today, this should be the fastest game of the year because you have two of the three worst run defenses in the league. And if either coach does not run the ball at least 35 or 40 times, they're crazy.
Oh, boy. That'd be something to watch with the great John McClain right here on Parkins and Spiegel. When people say that Davis Mills is good, why do they say that, John? I've yet to see it. What does he do well when he's good?
Well, first of all, I've never heard anybody say he was good. At the end of last year, he was clearly the best rookie quarterback in the NFL over the last four games. I wrote a column near the end of the Chronicle about Mac Jones went down the tubes over the last month, and he led them to 2-2. He had two great games against the Chargers and Titans. So all they said was he deserves a chance to start this year. And if he cannot do it like they want it, they've got two number one picks. They've got 12 picks right now that they would try to move up if they don't earn a high enough pick and try to get another quarterback. But he's had stretches where he was really good. He had the best game for a rookie against Bill Belichick in history last year. And but he was inconsistent. He only started 11 games in at Stanford, and he wasn't supposed to play till December, and then he got thrust in the lineup in the second game because Tyrod Taylor was hurt, and he was terrible. Then they sent him back to the bench when Taylor played, and he was horrible. So they went back to Mills with five games left, and he was pretty good. But over the first two games this year with a new coordinator and Pep Hamilton, who was his quarterback coach last year but not his play caller, he was coming off one of his worst games of the 13 that he started.
John McClain, GallerySports.com, SportsRadio610.com. Out of curiosity, you know everyone in the NFL. Everyone knows you, 46 years covering the league. What's your perception from down there in Houston about our Bears?
Not very good. You know, you're wondering right now, why is it that I realize the weather was terrible at that first game, but to have 28 passes and 14 completions. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
And running the ball, of course. Remember, 2 years ago, when Watson was still here, and he had a great year, he had his worst game at Soldier Field. And Trubisky, you know, if Mitch Trubisky played every game like he played against the Texans 2 years ago, three touchdowns, 126 rating, he'd be first-team All-Pro every year. And Montgomery had that 80-yard run. So I'm not surprised the Bears are going to run the ball a lot. They should. And but right now, the impressions are the Bears are one of the worst teams in the league, just like the Texans.
They sure are. It's, do you have a pick? Who are you picking?
I picked the Bears 20-17 here. And I know a lot of people here think the Texans are going to win. I'm thinking, well, I haven't seen anything that makes me think they are. If they get a lead in the fourth quarter, they'll blow it. They've done that twice. If the game were here, I'd think, okay, I'd pick the Texans. But because they're going on a road, and even though they came close at Denver, Nathaniel Hackett's coaching had more to do with that close score than I think the playing that the Texans did. But I would think, and I'm serious, both these coaches should run the ball and run it some more. We might be out of there in 2.5 hours.
John McClain,
be like
Gallery
the
Sports.
Old days.
Yeah, GallerySports.com, SportsRadio610.com. It's an honor to talk football with you, sir. Thank you.
Guys, my pleasure. Thank you very much. Looking forward to this game. Have a great weekend.
You too.
All right. Thank
man.
You, sir.
Man, that guy's man. The best.
God. It just, you said earlier that Wani sounds like bourbon.
Uh-huh.
That man sounds like football in the South. I love talking to him so much.
Corey in Whitewater, Wisconsin, says that his voice doesn't sound like football. His voice sounds like a gas station that doesn't take credit cards.
I disagree.
That's pretty good, though.
That man sounds like Texas football. And how much does he love it? He's like, I'm really looking forward to this game this weekend.
He's the one. He's the guy.
Exactly. Before Dan Wiederer at 4 o'clock, Lovey Smith talks Chicago, but not necessarily about football. You'll hear it next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Good to be on the score. I mean, I've been a score guy ever since the 90s listening to you guys. You know, now with the Bears, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Afternoons on the score.
Chicago won the George Halas Trophy for Halas's daughter, Bears owner Virginia McCaskey, whose team and town love their lovey.
Guys, think about what all we've gone through to get to this spot, Olin. All that hard work. But, guys, we didn't talk about winning the NFC Championship. We talked about what? We talked about winning the World Championship. And now we get an opportunity to do that. Let's get one good breakdown. Let's go champs on three. Dance Clark, and let's get out of here.
Hey, champs. Champs on three. One, two, three. Champs!
Best Bears coach of my lifetime, Lovie Smith. You get followed with Trestman and Fox and Nagy. It's like, oh, yeah. Maybe we didn't appreciate exactly what we had. It was time for it to be over. I understand that. But fired him off 10 wins, and then it took a while to get back to that threshold. Happy for Lovie that he still is employed in the NFL, even if it's not in a great situation.
And that bit of the NFL film started with Harry Callis and that guy's voice. Sounds like Pall Mall Straits that he smoked for 35 years of a baseball broadcasting career.
And, pretty sure that's exactly what he did.
Yep.
Tanny found on the Texans radio network, he found Lovie Smith answering questions about Chicago, but not necessarily about football. We always only got Lovie talking football, so here's a slightly different side of Lovie Smith.
Coach, you spent years up there. Now they're going to build a dome stadium. I always feel like the romantic feel of Soldier Field is you're outside, you're dealing with the elements, and now that apparently they're going to move up north and go inside. Just as a fan, you in favor of that?
Well, you know, times are changing.
Again, I mean, you've coached a lot of games, a lot of snow and rain, and, I mean, you felt the elements in that stadium.
Yeah, going back to that's old school, I guess. Mm-hmm. It's a new day. People like to be more comfortable. I haven't heard that. I know there was some talk, but if that is the case, no. It just doesn't quite seem right for Green Bay or Chicago to be playing in a dome. But there's a time when people would have said that about the Vikings and Detroit, but they are. So we'll see.
All right, I have a few of these. The Amagi Bank Ask Coach Questions of the Week. There's a large group of traveling Texans going to Chicago, Coach, awesome. and you're an expert on Chicago. So they wanted to know about a few things here. Should they take one of those river cruises? Have you ever done that?
Absolutely. I think, yes. A few times I've even taken an entire staff for one of that route to go out and just see some of the architectural structure, all of that, just to see the city. Would highly recommend it, yes.
Okay.
That's an easy one.
Deep dish pizza, or do you like the regular or regular? The
regular.
I that's me because I grew up in the New York area of that vicinity. Which is your preference, Coach?
Another. These all layups you're giving me, Mark, right now. Deep dish for sure.
Okay.
So many great places, of course. You know, I can't say anyone because that would get me into trouble, one specific one, but deep dish.
Deep dish. All right. Should they take a gangster tour? Because these are big in Chicago. The Al Capone stuff, the Untouchables. You could take a tour of some of the sites, I guess.
Well, just a tour in general. We talk about the tour also, but gangster tour per se, that was just more of a. I think you should just take a city tour of Chicago, and you'll be able to. Most of the things that you need to see, you will then.
Mob.
good stuff from Lovie. I've never taken the gangster tour. Anybody?
I have, yeah.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about here?
You mean has Tanny taken it in the last month or ever?
recommend a good gangster tour, Tanny. I'm sure you're taking like 5 or 7 different ones.
When I'm not at the mob museum in Las Vegas, yeah, right.
That
near
was cool that museum in Vegas. There's like pictures of Charlotte J yes. everywhere.
Yeah, it
like,
was surprising.
Yeah,
the interactive experience was a bit much, though. I got to tell you.
Yeah, it was. I was there for the 30th anniversary. It was a bit much. The interactive experience. Just kidding, mob. Just kidding.
Yeah, of course. That was that was fun. Do you think Lovey was blanking on a pizza spot, or do you think he didn't have one?
I bet. I don't know. We could do a little research. I bet Lovey has done commercials for 4 different pizza places.
You think he took some Giordano's money?
That's exactly what I said to Tanny when it happened. I was like, or I just can't think of one. And Tanny said, no, I think he's playing the long game here. He knows.
Yeah, I disagree. Lovey knows pizza politics in the city better than anyone. You don't want to get in bed with the right one and a wrong one and get have people attacking you online. You don't want that.
The last thing you want is for Big Pizza to come after you.
Oof, don't even say that,
what if
man?
Lovey went on a station in Houston and said he hated Italian Pizza Fiesta? God, what a horrible day that would be for him. The place sucks, by the way.
You're the worst.
Screw small business.
You've never even been there. I haven't yet.
There's the next shirt right there. Screw small business.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's great.
I'm telling you, the prom story makes sense. It fits the narrative.
Our children pick games against the spread coming up in about half an hour or so. Dan Wiederer says we're not going to know about Justin Fields by the end of the year, and he also seems to think that Bears fans have forgotten some stuff that they talked about before the season. We'll get to the bottom of that, go through the injury news, and discuss the upcoming game against the Texans. Dan Wiederer next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.